scared.
Okay, or a little bit...
worried.
Or not easy, you'd feel... You wouldn't say you felt easy about it, you'd say you felt...
I don't know, honey.
Okay. And you might tell someone, it's going to be all right. Just don't...
Don't worry.
Okay. And, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She's
not supposed to be afraid.
Or
she wasn't afraid.
But using the expression used to be, you'd say, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
used to wasn't afraid.
Okay. And, someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even lock the door, you say that they're mighty, what?
Careless.
Huh?
Careless.
Okay. And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
crazy.
Any other words?
Foolish.
Okay. What about queer or quar?
Well, queer. She acts queer.
What does that mean?
Well, means like she doesn't have all this coming to her up here.
Uh-huh. Has that word changed meanings recently?
Hmm?
Do people still use that word much now?
Not much.
Did you ever use that word as a noun to say so-and-so was a queer?
I don't remember. Been too long.
Uh-huh. Say, someone who makes up his own mind and then wants to do things his way and won't listen to anybody else, you say that he's awfully...
Well, I'd say he's awfully mean when he wouldn't not listen to what the people told him.
Mm-hmm. But you might tell him, don't be so...
foolish.
Okay. Do you ever use the word sod or mule-headed or ornery or stubborn or...
Well, I've heard it used.
What's that?
But it means all the same thing.
What have you heard?
It means mule-headed or...
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that, it's all the same thing. Stubborn.
Uh-huh. And, somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say that he's mighty...
I'd say he's ill. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He would be.
But say if there's one subject you can't talk to him about, you know, you can't, something he did or something, you might say, well, you better not tease him about that. But when it comes to that, he's still awfully...
easy to get mad.
Okay. Or would you ever use the word testy or touchy or...
It's touchy.
Okay. And you say, someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them to just...
just hold on.
Or just keep...
then just keep quiet.
Or keep... do you ever say calm or calm?
Just keep calm.
Okay. Do you ever hear calm?
Yeah.
Who?
I've heard people say it. A lot of people.
Uh-huh. Do they say that now?
No, you never hear it now.
Uh-huh. Say if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
tired.
Any other expressions you might use?
Given out.
Okay. Or you might say, I'm just completely... using the word wear out. You might say, I'm just completely...
given out.
Or war...
well, worn out.
Okay. And,